Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to a brand new beginning, still season two, of course, of Living Loud Nation for Tuesday, December 6th, 2016. I'm your host, the man with the plan, that boy, that brother from another mother. Actually, that's somebody else. Anyway, I'm Robson Alfonso. Alongside, let me give the proper introductions, if you will. Baby, Dusty Rose, we're going to the paper window, baby. Anyway, we got Tony there from L.A., California, Mr. C.J. Clayton, and from Stone Mountain, Georgia, weighing 249 pounds, that brother from another brother. I want you to put your goddamn hands together and run away and give that hard hand clap of praise to the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, my nigga, your brother, your man, he is Jim, motherfucking Jayless!
What's up, everybody? What's up?
Now, how's that for an intro?
That was awesome. That was good. It was good.
CJ?
What's up?
Hey, that Stone Mountain, Georgia reference, I got that from Jake Roberts. I know you don't weigh 249 pounds. I just had to throw that in there. You remember back in the old WWE?
I might weigh 249 pounds, just so you know. I might, actually. I might weigh 300. By the way, lick your gun's bacon tits. What is that?
LGBT, or is it LGB, or LB?
LGBT.
Tonight, we have a service announcement, ladies and gentlemen. All niggers and niggerettes, this is going to be uncensored.
I need to ask you guys something. Is the word Negro okay to say, Phil?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you're cool with that nigga and that nigga say you can say it and you good with that nigga, then yeah, you can say Negro.
Nope.
Let me get to it because we gotta have a flow for the show. President Obama a few months ago outlawed the word Negro and replaced it with African American. That was a few months ago. Not that it matters, people still use it. But anyway, hypothetically speaking, what?
But wait. Not every black person in America is African American. I think it's racist to paint everybody as African American. Somebody could be Jamaican. Just because someone's black doesn't make them African American. They could even be Puerto Rican. Okay,
this is true. They could have black roots in them. I mean, people say if they didn't know me, they couldn't tell by the European white features that I have in my face, because there's nothing facially about me other than my hair type. If I were to actually grow my hair out, and if you guys saw old pictures of me from like 11 years ago, shit like that, I mean, I had a fucking fro. I'm talking about I had a pick and a comb. I mean, talking about ghetto ass, and I'm rocking a guitar, singing, songwriting, dancing, doing the honky tonk, man, baby. because we're doing the Dusty Rhodes style, baby. We're going to get to the main one tonight, baby.
Get the announcement. All right, I'll stop.
We have a public service announcement. We are no longer, or at least try to, for the foreseeable future, talk about professional wrestling on Living Loud Nation. I just wanted to get that out of the way before Jim was going to remind me, because I know he's that brother from another mother. Anyway, on some real shit, let's talk about the blue pill versus red pill mid-chow. That's what we're going to talk about. So, CJ Glickman, I give you the floor.
All right. Well, I took my daily dose of red pill today. You should always take it. A red pill a day will keep all the bitches away. And I mean bitch.
Before you go any further, let me just give a long hand clap of praise. Jim, I know we're trying to be serious, but we got to have a little fun over here, too. I mean, dude, this is a new beginning for our Living Loud Nation. This is a new beginning. I don't think y'all motherfuckers hear me. Can I get an amen up in this bitch?
Amen.
Man, Rob.
See, I know you ain't a Christian man, but God damn it, you don't say amen.
Oh, shit.
Who do you say amen? Come on.
Amen, motherfuckers.
All right. We're going to go back, CJ. We're all going to hell. Woo! Anyway, go ahead, CJ.
All right. Okay.
Back to what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm hyper as hell.
Man, you must
I just got this playing guitar and everything. Did y'all see those videos? Whatever. But anyway, go ahead, CJ.
Lay off the cocaine, Rob. I know it might make you skinny, but lay off.
All right, so,
I know. Tell me about it. Okay. Anyways, MGTOW, just so anybody knows, MGTOW stands for Men Going Their Own Way. They're opting out of doing the traditional role of being subservient to women. And there are a lot of guys still that are on the blue pill. Blue pill, they're clouded by that fantasy world that's for the rose color.
That was John Boy. Okay. You there, CJ?
Yeah, I'm just rose color sunglasses. They're living in a fantasy world, kind of like the Matrix. And when you take a red pill, you see the world for what it really is. Now, there are a lot of guys on Facebook who are blue pilled. You know, I call them many words. I call them cucks. I call them simps. I call them manginas. I call them white knights. Those guys who will always defend women no matter what, even if the bitch is wrong, which 99% of the time, I'm just saying. They will come and they will attack other men. That's the problem in this country. We have a lot of blue-pilled fucktards who will put the well-being of women over their own. Rob, you did have something you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
You did. All right.
Are you talking about the last thing we talked about in private?
Yes, we're talking about, we don't have to name names, don't name names. I wish you would have listened to that before when you talked about that wrestling chick. But this time, if I were you, I wouldn't name names.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck it. She don't listen to the show anyway. I'm saying.
By the way, anything Rob says, all the individual hosts do not reflect the views of Living Loud Nation.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's all individual.
What is this? Okay. Now, how do I start this out? You know,
well, you were being a simp for 9 months. You were being a simp for 9 months. You were being a blue pill cuck for nine fucking months.
Yeah, yep.
And I saw the light today. And it took these boys here on this line, and my female cousin, one of my female cousins who called me out of the blue, which is something she don't normally do. Shout out to Heather, by the way. Because I was just like, after I explained it, I didn't even have to explain every single little detail to you guys. CJ stopped me in mid-sentence, pretty much telling me, shut the fuck up and listen to me. And that's what that is. And some changes are going to have to be made, and they are going to be made, and it is what it is. You know, if old girl wants to ride or die with me, as we say in the hood, which basically means still be your boy or homegirl or whatever, then that's what that is. If she don't want to fuck with me, then don't fuck with me. Ain't no big deal.
I'll be honest with you. You're better off not. I'm going to tell you right now, there's two types of female friends. We all talked about this the other night when we were talking on the phone. You have the female friends who's one of the boys. And then you have the females in your life that you got to just keep at arm's length, because she is poison to you, bro. She's going to give you a fucking heart attack before you're 40.
Yeah, and considering the time that I've spent and the effort and the miles and the wear and tear on my car, they don't think about that shit. And then you add to the equation a 15-year-old kid that thinks they know everything, think they pansexual. Bitch, you don't know what the fuck pansexual is. I don't give a damn if you do got a goddamn high-ass IQ. I don't give a damn if you can read at a motherfucking college level. That don't mean jack shit about common goddamn sense. The fact that your mom sit up there and let you fucking, let me take the glasses off. So when the glasses come off, and these views are about Robertism. Right now, I'm not being Robertism, I'm being Robertism right now. All right, so let me tell you about something about this cocksucker, all right? Let me tell you something about this person with the 15-year-old. The 15-year-old want to run around talking about she goddamn pansexual. Bitch, you want to know what a pansexual was if it hit you in the ass with it. Pansexual is some bullshit you read up off the internet, thinking it sound good, and then you hang around with this other punk motherfucker because he played football. I slept the shit out of your boyfriend. I slept the shit out of the other nigga. Fuck them niggas. Fuck all of them. And then you got these talking about, oh, my best friend is a female friend, and my other best friend is a female friend, and they don't feel the same way. Get the fucking point. Go eat somebody else's pussy. If that's what you want to do, either suck dick and die, or eat pussy and die. It's just that simple. It's black and white. With me, it's black and white. You can have demisexual, pansexual, bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual. I don't give a fuck what kind of sexual it was. But the way I was raised, goddamn me, was that it was either you were heterosexual or you were homosexual. To me, being a Christian, all right, man and wife, period, end of story. Same-sex marriage,
all right.
I'm cool with that. Y'all want to fuck, hold on. If y'all motherfuckers want to sit there and stick each other in the ass, dick in your motherfucking ass, eat pussy, and fuck each other with vibrators and dildos and all that crazy shit, that's fine. I done been to swinger parties. I done been with over 80 women. I done fucked down some of the patterns of the bad. I'm talking about I fucked some women that look just as good, if not better, than what Jim Daniels got on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm the motherfucking biggest pimp ever. I'm that nigga. I'm one of them, goddammit. I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. And you got me cutting a promo? Y'all been a blue pill simp. Blue pill simp. I said it, and I own it. The difference between me and them other motherfuckers that talk about they blue pill simps or don't realize it or don't want to acknowledge it is the fact they don't want to own it. Owning it means you're a man. And so that punk motherfucking cousin of mine, fuck you.
All right.
Go ahead.
Are you good now? Are you good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So, first of all, the definition of a pansexual is pretty much somebody who could be with anybody. That's what it is. It's basically, okay, I'm comfortable with sleeping with this girl. I'm comfortable sleeping with this guy. That's what a pansexual is. Not a bisexual, because I don't know. I don't fucking know. I I know a girl who was claimed to be pansexual. She's now marrying a man. So who the fuck knows? But I was going to say this. Most high IQ'd people, are on a spectrum. And most people that are book smart are not necessarily street smart. If this girl came out here to California, she would not survive. And also, being heard that her mom is a bisexual woman, she was raised around that. She obviously, you know, I'm just saying, nature versus nurture.
Hey,
that's all.
I ain't trying to tell nobody how to raise their kid, just to add on top of what you said. I ain't telling nobody how to raise their kid. But, CJ, you were raised a certain way. Jim, you and I were probably raised a similar way, given the fact that we're both biracial. We niggas. Let's just call it for what it is. We niggas. Your father was white. My father is white. Okay? We were raised a certain way. And I don't know about you, Jim, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right about this, that you were raised either you gay or you not. Correct?
Yeah, back in the day, old school, when me and Rob and CJ grew up, that's how it was.
Yeah,
back
same
then,
here,
man.
Dude. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, cause like, if you're born straight, you're straight. You're gonna stay straight, damn it. And if you're born gay, then that's your problem. That's your business. I don't get it. People want to be gay. That's their business. But I still don't see what gay does for you. I really don't.
We need to call Eric Brown and ask him about man's butt. No. I'm sorry.
Eric Brown, I know. I'll bullshit aside.
Go ahead.
Who's nailing so many women. He's probably got a woman right now sucking his dick as we speak. So I wouldn't call him gay.
Let's talk about Eric for a second. We miss you. We love you, man. Mr. Eric Brown. Let's talk about this nigga for a second. I ain't saying nothing, but Jim, you got to tell me. CJ, I know y'all see this nigga. When he be making them, like that last one that I did, or the last one he put up, that selfie, that nigga was serious in that motherfucker, man. He was serious. That nigga was like, look, bitch, you don't love me. I'm sexy, chocolate, dark skin. I got an 8.5. That's what he said. I don't know. I don't care. That's what he said. He's been on this fucking broadcast and talking about his dick size. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what he said. But anyway, he was so serious in that picture.
Well, he is really black, so.
Yeah, he's black. You know, he sounds like a white boy, but he's black.
He's Kardashian black.
That's true.
Hey, that nigga Frisco, I don't fuck with him no more, but he, remember, you know how me and Walter stopped being friends, right?
Yeah.
And Frisco said this shit. He won't say it in Walter's face because he gets his ass whooped, but God damn it, I'll say. He was talking about, you know, Walter one of them type of motherfuckers, he a big nigga too, right? But all his weight don't go to his stomach, like most of us. Like me, I got breasts. I admit it. Y'all see me? I got titties, big. Bitch, I'm bigger than most women. Fuck it, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a titty man anyway. I like big breasts. And the BFF got some big knockers. I used to suck and fuck them motherfuckers. Anyway, his weight don't go. It's out of proportion, man. And the best way he described it, he said Walter got a Kardashian booty.
Yeah.
Think about that. If you look at Kim Kardashian, where does all her weight go to? Her legs and her ass. And if you're a grown ass man, a black man at that, and you got a Kardashian booty, nigga, I'd be trying to do everything.
When I was 16, I went into a place. I didn't know what type of place it was. Keep in mind, I was underage. And there were, I'll put it to you this way, there were a bunch of gay dudes there. And you want to feel, I now know what women feel when they're stared at. Okay? Because apparently every dude in there was staring at my ass. Because I had a nice ass when I was a teenage boy.
I really didn't want to know that, but okay. You say so, sir. Alrighty then.
Nice,
on to the next topic,
nice,
gentlemen.
I had a nice ass, I'm just saying.
Okay, let's get to some. Let's get to some.
I
had
nice ass.
I'm
about to spit out my gate away. This nigga still on that shit. Jim, take
it
away to the next segment.
Let's get to some, like... Go ahead.
Man, goddamn, we can't even talk about shit. This nigga on that ass shit, man.
I'm just saying,
oh,
I used to
man.
Have a nice ass. I'm just saying, before it becomes...
I don't care if you got a nice ass.
Hey, I'm just saying the fact.
What the fuck?
My ass
what the fuck
like
did
Walters
you even come
here.
Up with that?
My ass didn't even look like Walter's either. My ass was
firm and muscular. Wow. That's a low blow. That's a undercut. That's a disqualification.
Speaking of asses, I just wanna say this. There's somebody out there. His name is Greg. He's getting out of jail right now. And I'm good. I reached out to his ex-wife. And Greg, you fucked me over in business, but I know for a fact your wife fucked you in the ass with a strap on, you fucking bitch.
All right.
Oh.
Okay. As Brian Goble would say, let's move on. All right. Let's get to some Supergirl favorite moments and shit.
My favorite
good
moment
talk.
Was
good
Thanksgiving.
Talk.
I love
Thank
Thanksgiving. It. I love the Guardian. I enjoyed seeing Superman. I thought the guy who plays Superman is the perfect TV Superman.
Yeah, yes.
Agreed. I like the fact that she kissed a black man last season.
Hey, dude, race doesn't matter. She's an alien, so it's okay.
Yeah, really.
Well, but it doesn't matter. The fact that Melissa Benoist? Yeah. Melissa Benoist kissed a black man. Acting or not, she kissed a black man. And she can get
his dick.
See, matter of fact, what I was going to tell y'all over the phone, now that we brought up, since you brought up Supergirl and Melissa Benoist, I just want her to just be, I don't even care. I want to see her as Kara. With the glasses on, acting all goofy and shit, and then I just want to just like take that ass and just wham.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you right now. If Melissa Benoist were to sit on my face, I would be happy. If she just straddled my fucking face with those nice legs. I love her. I'm falling more and more in love with this bitch. I don't mean to say bitch. I mean lady.
Man, I tell you like this here. With Melissa Benoist, I'll be like, hey, I got some kryptonite for your ass. Come here, bitch.
Yeah. I would lick her ass too.
I mean, if she's a good actress, and she plays Supergirl so good.
Yeah, and I call it Kryptocock. Is that a kryptonite kryptocock, goddammit?
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. We watch the show because we like the show, but we like it because of her. We like it because of everybody. But Supergirl's, like you said, when she's, like, you know, working and she's got the glasses, she's very cool, nerdy-like. You know, like, that's somebody I would take out for groceries for, man. I would
seriously. I would put maple syrup all over her ass.
Yeah, somebody asked me today at work if she's got a boyfriend or not, and I said, I don't know, bro.
No, you can throw the sex tape of her out there, by the way. There
yeah, I know, but she's married. She's been
there
married for about a year, I think.
Damn.
There is a leaked sex tape, people. There is one. And you can watch her.
A Melissa Benoist sex tape.
Damn.
I'm going to have to torrent that here in a minute.
Damn.
Because I ain't waking up at 7 o'clock. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. Anyway. Oh, man. Listen, man. I love you guys. I enjoy doing the show. We got a good connection. We finally found our groove. There's some kinks we still need to work out. Just like any other show, we're still new. We're still new. Even though this is season two, we're still new. And, you know, as we continue to grow, as we continue our talks over the phone like we had earlier, constructive business-wise, this show is going to grow by leaps and bounds. And now that we're going to take it into a different direction, because the landscape of professional wrestling is what it is. And there are already too many shows that Solo Monster sounds off, Wrestling Soup, Kevin Castle and Don Tony, they got that shit on dock. We can't fuck with them. We can't fuck with that audience. So let's make our own audience and make it live.
I want to have a geek. I want the geeks. I want the comic book geeks. I want the movie geeks. I want to talk about music. I want to talk about what comic books I'm reading. I have a show that I'm going to be pitching to you guys that we can all watch and review.
I'm with you on that.
I was a little bit vulgar than I would like to go, I'll be honest, but this is a rebirth right now. We're in the middle of a rebirth. We're done with the pro wrestling crap. I don't watch that shit no more. I haven't watched it in years. You know, when you guys were to talk about wrestling, that's why, you know, I'd be like, whatever. You know, I'd make it up as
I mean, the fact that I attended WWE TLC the other night, SmackDown pay-per-view, everyone is giving the rave reviews. I thought it was an above-average show, me personally. I'm not going to go match my match, play-by-play, whatever. There's no need for it. Now, in the future, if something big happens, like a WrestleMania or Royal Rumble, and we feel compelled to do a show on that, then we'll cross, as my dad would say, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But under no circumstances whatsoever, Living Loud Nation, at this point forward, for the foreseeable future, we'll talk about pro wrestling, sports entertainment, unless something compels us to do or something we need to cover. Other than that, there's no really no point
like
in talking
about major,
it.
If somebody major dies, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Or major injury or some bullshit, you know, whatever.
If CM Punk tomorrow, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Oh, fuck, you know, the guy who's on The Real World. The Miz. If the Miz is found dead, fucked in his ass, with a strap on in his ass, and he's dead, we'll talk about it. he's found dead with a stick in his ass. We'll talk about it.
I don't know. His wife is fine as hell, though.
That's true.
The fact that he gets to get that French Canadian bitch all every night. Come on, man.
Let me
single one of us. Go ahead, Jim.
Let me say this. I go with CJ on this. I want this show to be just like that for the nerd geeks and for everybody. We can talk about The Walking Dead. We can talk about Ash versus Evil. We can talk about Supergirl. We can talk about Flash. That's what we want to do here. And that's what I'm saying, Rob. You need to put on your timeline, man, about what the show's going to be about now, and maybe we'll get more people to call in or give us a, you know, because here's
gotcha, –
I like
gotcha,
this now.
Gotcha.
I like this
all
now
right,
because,
cool.
You know, and by the way, Rob, I was going to say, thanks for that text last night when you say, damn it, Jim, never mind. Well, if you want to do a podcast on Monday night and do one on Tuesday, that's fine. if we want to do that. I'm just saying. But anyway, that's not here. That's here or there. But I just want to say I'm with CJ on that. Let's get all the nerdy, hot geek girls on here. Let's get all the guys on here who like all this stuff. Let's just do it.
I feel like wrestling alienates a lot of people.
Hello?
It does.
Yeah.
And we are officially in the overdrive, gentlemen, just to let you know.
Okay.
After
right.
party.
Go ahead, CJ. You're... Right.
I feel like wrestling alienates people, but I do want to say this. I right now because I upgraded my DVD ripper. I got a year license on it. I upgraded it so there's no stupid watermarks and bullshit. And I'm ripping right now Batman 66 TV series again. I had it before, but it wasn't great quality. Now I'm ripping it right to the source, so it's the source quality of it. Would you guys be interested if I sent you, and I'm saying this on here, I don't give a fuck, if I sent you, now, Jim, are you able to watch, download stuff?
Yeah, off my phone, yeah, I can watch off my phone.
Okay, so if I emailed you something, you'd be able to watch it in your Gmail
right.
video.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, because Rob sends me cool stuff all the time, so yeah.
Okay, because I will be, I think we should, when Supergirl goes on hiatus, I think we should review the Batman 66 TV series.
I can live with that.
Because I could send
all
you
right.
guys,
yep,
so you guys
yep,
can have to buy
work.
It, and I could send you each episode when before we need to review it, and, you know. Also, Rob, switch the song to the song I sent you, please.
Okay, I will.
You know, and
I was in such a rush tonight that I just...
People that are listening on the download, one thing I want to say is this. I want to slowly transition away from Blog Talk Radio. I believe we're not reaching the audience we need to reach. So I want to slowly move to a traditional podcast where we'd all be pre-recorded. Everything would be put together. Maybe tone down the vulgarness a bit. Just saying. I'm not saying don't say fuck. I'm just saying, you know, maybe we went a little too far tonight. But I think
yeah,
it was fun.
Probably so.
But here's the thing. We're three guys. It's locker room humor. So... You know, we've all been in the locker room one point in our life. I mean, we all went to school. We've all been in locker rooms. We've all had that humor. So I'm just saying I want to take this show and evolve it into something bigger than it is right now. And we just got to put the work in, the time. You know, that's what I want. And I want to take more of a producer role on this type of deal and be happy to do it. You know, especially if Eric wants to come back. You know? So, I think the direction we're going to go in is going to be a lot better. I think we could build this Living Loud brand. Living Loud brand. Living Loud Nation brand. Come on. I think we could build it to something bigger. And anybody that's listening on the download, I just want to say if you were offended, I'm sorry, but you can go fuck yourself and suck a fat dick.
because now we are in the we're in the pop culture. We're in the now. Because a lot of people like talking about shows. Like, I mean, like, you know, somebody asked me like today. So asked me about, do you watch Showtime? I said, yeah, I watch shows like Shameless and stuff like that. And
I'm gonna start
people want to hear that. You know.
I want to start watching that. I'm happy to watch, you know, I want to watch a lot of shows that are on Hulu. I want to, you know, I also want to talk about comic books. I'm here. I'm a comic book geek. I, you know, there was just a sale that I just went crazy on because they were 65% off. I spent a lot of money I did not have. So I got to make it worth it, you know. So, yeah, so I want to talk about what I'm reading, you know. I want to talk about you know, movies, music. Rob, you can talk about nerdy shit. You know?
Yeah, I know. I know.
I know you're trapped in this wrestling bubble, dude. I know you're willing to go to a gym where there's, like, no room to watch a wrestling match.
Not so much anymore, but I will say that I do kind of miss going to the local rock shows or any big bands to come because, you know, being a musician myself, I miss doing that. But the problem is it's not the early 2000s anymore. But it was a good thing and a bad thing. And see, in the early 2000s, you had a bunch of new metal bands coming up. And then you had bands like Pantera and Slayer and Morbid Angel, you know, that had already paved the way for these new metal bands, still trying to make music and stay relevant. And these new metal bands, they were a dime a dozen. And then just in 2004, 2005, I got fed up with the local music scene here in Dallas. It was just bullshit. Because
why don't you talk about? You could do a segment on the show. Like I said, we can make the shows longer. I'm willing to help with that. You could talk about your favorite bands you're listening to right now. Talk about your favorite music. Jim can talk about his favorite stuff on Netflix. He could talk about, you know, we could talk about football or whatever, you know, whatever Jim's into. You know, I'll bring in my bag of, you know, movies, you know, comic books. You know, I think we need to do stuff that reflects the three of us.
Right.
You know?
Right. Because
I don't think Jim's coming. I don't think Eric's coming back.
Unless Eric gets the around the campfire phrase that he hears about our show a little bit different than he might call in or something or whatever. But, you know, I don't think he'll come back. But, I mean, if he does, that's cool. If he doesn't, he's still part of the family, whatever.
Yeah, you know, I just don't, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not try to, you know, step on any toes here.
No, well, you're not, you know, but, I mean, you know, I was going to get a friend of mine who's a big fan of The Walking Dead show, tell about the new, about our podcast, and he could be like a one that, he was somebody like, if I can't do a show one night, and I'm at a friend's house or working overtime, whatever you want to call it, then you have a third person.
Oh, or he could be a correspondent, you know, he could be a correspondent and call in and talk about it. That's another thing. You know, we could get other people who help with the show. We got to put in the work. I told my former business partner this. Before you could go and be a voiceover artist, before you could say, oh, I want to do an anime cartoon, you have to put the work in. You have to establish, you have to put the work in. If you don't put the work in, nothing's going to happen. It's all about hard work and dedication. Don Tony and Missionary, they're not where they are right now because they didn't put the hard work in. Missionary is one of the hardest working people in podcasting. So is Don Tony. All the work behind the scenes is what makes the show besides the hosts. So I'm just saying I'd rather have more of a planned format, more of a additional, let's say, satellite radio type of show.
Right. I agree.
Well, with that
what do you
being
think,
said,
Rob?
We're almost out of time. We're about to get
all right,
cut off
here.
All right,
follow me on Twitter, MISTER, Mr. Glickman, at Mr. Glickman, and follow my other Twitter, at CJ Glickman. I will be posting more. Also, subscribe to my channel on YouTube, Christopher's Rant, CHRISTOPHERS, Rants, RANTS.
You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/GokuJackson. It's Dragon Ball Z, Michael Jackson type thing. It's kind of weird, but anyway.
Also, like our page, Living Loud Nation. I will be more active on there. We will have more content on there. Especially with New Year's coming, because it's going to be a new year. I want us to go full balls to the wall. And I'm going to be working on, you know, once we move away from Blog Talk, working on getting sponsors.
And I'm on Facebook, too. Yep. If you want to send me a friend request, you can, and all that jazz. That's about it.
Like my page, at, you know, Mr. Glickman, same spelling. I'm on Facebook, you know, EJ Glickman, if you want to say hey. And if you're a chick and you want to send me titty pics, well, okay, great.
My final thought is moving forward, don't be taken advantage of. Stick to your guns. Know your true friends and family. And always follow your heart. And
don't be a cuck. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Here's a PSA. Don't be a fucking cuck, guys. Don't let some chick lead you by the dick and take advantage of you. Don't do it. Don't give up your dreams for anybody. I don't care if you're male or female. Don't give up your dreams. Keep fighting for those dreams. Bust your ass and grind.
But that being said, for CJ Glickman and Jim Davis, I am Ross Randolph Russell signing off. This has been Living Loud Nation for Tuesday, the 6th of December, 2016. Take care.